Hello.
Oh, hi, Tracy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. I was following up regarding the account and your cancellation request. And I wanted to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th. But the good news is you're only past due for the March 27th, because come April 27th,
okay.
Would have recurred.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. You saying
yes.
I agreed to it with the e-signature for how long?
You're on a month-to-month subscription, Tracy, where you can cancel at any time. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us within 3 business days of your billing date. So that's why there's a past due amount. The billing was due on March 27th, and I think you didn't notify us of the cancellation until April 4th.
Okay,
so was already like a week past due.
Okay, so what's how much do I owe you?
Just $249. But let me
all
ask
right,
you, how come you want to cancel?
It's just not working out for me. I mean, what's coming in is few and far between. I get a hit here, I get a hit there, whatever. You know, I might get a hit, you know, might get something once a week or whatever that, you know, if you go back and look at how many calls I've got or whatever, I don't think I got, since I've had this service or whatever, 15 or 20, calls.
Okay, so thank you for explaining that to me. I want to let you know that first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second and the third month that you see the program pop, and that's when it comes to full fruition. And this will be the third month for you.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead on and pay that. Mm-hmm. Pay that fee or whatever. Be ready to take the account number down where you can get the account number.
Yep, I'm in the billing, so go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
Routing number is 265-378-166.
We need a debit card or a credit. We don't do the e-checks anymore.
And you said billing is on the 27th, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So,
what
I
can
need
do
to call
to help
you
out
on
if,
the 24th.
Right, by the 24th. But if you're getting this up to speed and you're going to take advantage of this next month, I don't want you to have 2 payments within the same month, right? So what I'll do is I'll push the next one out 30 days for you, which means you'll be paid in full till May 7th. So just call us within 3 business days of May 7th, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That way you get a full month of service rather than just a partial month. You know what I mean? Also, you know, on the dashboard, one of those guys called you and he said that he was waiting for you to come out and he said he texted you the address, but you didn't get it because he texted it through the call tracking number. So there's an app that goes through the call tracking number where you can keep tabs on the people that text you. So I'll have customer service reach out to you. Uh-huh.
But see, I need to be contacted directly because these apps and all that stuff, I don't do all that. I mean, it's too frustrating.
Oh, would you rather have me take the call tracking number off then and just promote your number outright? Because we can do that.
Yes,
and that
just,
way when people...
Yes, just
okay.
Call me directly because, I mean,
we'll
and
do
then
that.
You got to look at, I mean, you get so many spam calls during the course of a day, you know, a lot of, and then when these numbers show up, you don't know if they spam or not.
Okay. Yeah, that's why sometimes people like the call tracking because it will eliminate a certain amount of spam calls because we put that press 1, press 2 greeting on there where, you know, a lot of spam calls are computer generated. So it'll say, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will ring over to you, but if it's a computer generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other line. But the downside of the call tracking number is what you experience with that client. If you say, oh, just text me the address, and they text that number, then you have to go to the dashboard or go to the app to find it. You know what I mean? And that you don't want to take that extra step. So I think for you it would be worthwhile to just take it off, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. I'll have them do that right away, and then I'll push out your next billing for a month. So is the new card also a Visa?
It is.
Okay, and I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
4157.
Okay.
2000.
Okay.
0370.
Got it.
2312.
2312. And expiration?
928.
And the code?
449.
449. Okay, so I will get your authorization. Oh, is it still the Crestview Drive for the billing address?
It is.
It is, perfect. So I'll get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So bear with me. Okay, I got the green light, so you are all set. So thank you so much for updating that. And one thing that will get you better results this month, too, is to get a new 5-star review on your Google listing here and there. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google, okay?
All right.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, too, Tracy.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Come on.